Okay. Shema, Kavod Shabbos Kodesh, Kavod Purim. Well, Kavod Purim. It's crazy to say that. Much less than like 2 weeks. Okay, so here we go. So a lot to speak about Parsha Shkalim. Okay. So let's go back to last week's Parsha for a second. Kavod HaTorah. Right? So we know like the Zohar says, Kol Berchan de le'ele v'sata b'yom ha'shvi italian. All bracha from above and below is tolay on Yom HaShvi. So that means we're still living with the oros from last week's Parsha Yisro. So we know in Parsha Yisro we had Kabbalah Satorah, right? So we know the famous Indian of Kabbalah Satorah that Hashem was Kafaleim Har Kigigis, right? Hashem put a mountain on top of our heads. First we said Nasim Nishma. Hashem put a mountain on top of our heads, said, you have to be Mekabla. If you Mekabla, good. If not, Sham take Kivarskam. If you don't Mekabla the Torah now, then I'm going to smash this mountain on your heads and you're going to be killed. Right? So, the way the Maharal learns this, I also heard this from Reichman, last year, quoted the Shem Yishmuel, he says, the Maharal says, like, why? It doesn't make sense. We already said to Hashem, Nasim Nishma. We're down. We don't need you to. We're down. We have it. So obvious question is, why do you have to force me? I already said I'm being Kabbalah. I don't need you to tell me to do it. I'm doing it willingly. So the Maharal says that what? No. It's that, why do we remember Kabbalah at Kabbalah Satorah? Remember, we spoke also Kabbalah Shabbos. That we were so fired up for like, we said Nasim Nishma, Kabbalah. Why? Because we had the big fireworks at Mount Torah. We had, that you heard the lightning and you saw the thunder. The whole world stopped, right? It was amazing. So it was all Beratzon. So Maharal says, so why did he put the mountain on top of us? To show that what? That even when you're not feeling it, and when it's not so beratzon, things aren't so great, you also have to mekabel Torah then. You have to learn then. Right? We'll come back to it after Mirtz Hashem with the Rebbe's on it. Like Rav Meisel says by Shavuos, says, Oz v'hader levusha v'tishach niyom achron. Right? So he's saying that with Torah, it's talking about Torah. Torah is the sweetest thing in the world. But the beginning of the Torah is Oz v'hader levusha. So if you take the Rashi Tevas of Oz v'hader levusha, it's Rashi Tevas Ol. At first, it has to be like an ol to you. I mean, what? It's not so gishmak. It's not so easy. It's a little bit hard. But then what? Vatishach liyom achron. You're going to get to a place of it's going to be givadik. But sometimes it's going to be hard. So the Maharal saying is that even when it's hard, don't think that Torah is only meant to be matan Torah. No, the ikr is that what? That dafka, even when times are hard. But, you know, but only just building off this Maharal, not building off myself. Building off the Maharal, maybe you could say in a little bit of a different way. Is that the Maharal says that when things are hard, you have to be Kabbalah Torah. But maybe you can say like this. It's not that you have to be Osek B'Torah in this state. Rather, what's Hashem telling you? That this state of itself, with the har on top of you, that is Kabbalah Satorah. Rather than saying, oh, I'm in a hard state, this is not what it's supposed to be. No, you say, no, with the har, because we know in the Gemara Sukkah, it says, to tzadikim lasalavo, when they see it, they're going to destroy the Yitzhar, it's going to be like a huge mountain. So a har is like the Yitzhara. That what when the Yitzhara is mamish on top of me and things are hard, I'm osik in the gashmias. That itself is Torah, and a person has to know that. That's lichachila. It's not vidyev. It's lichachila. When a mountain's on top of my head, that itself is Kabbalah Satorah, right? Because we know that. How does the Zohar and the Hakdama to the Zohar Kaddish? Everyone's in the mikvah today.
No.
Okay. You want to last Erev Shabbos?
Erev Shabbos.
Okay. Good. He still didn't shoot a verse. Sent to Shmaya.
Not today.
Okay. No, you don't have to be sorry. But, cover the Zohar, right? So, Zohar says that Hashem was histakel ba'oraisa u'bara'alma. Hashem looked into the Torah and created the world. Which means that anything we see in the world is Torah. Right? Because that's how Hashem created it. He looked into it, and that's how the world is created. So, it means that state itself of Har Kigigis is itself Torah. And a person has to know that. So now it goes like this. Called Rav Rubenstein last night just to run this idea by him. And he's like, oh, I think it's connected to the following thing. It's mamish. It's unbelievable, chavra. So he says, there's a halacha from the Rambam, right? By Hilchos Gerushin, right? Hilchos Gerushin, we should always feel like we're always being mekarev to Hashem. Always make kiddushin and a marriage to Hashem. Never feel megarish from Hashem, right? So he says in Hilchos Gerushin like this, that let's say the husband refuses to give his wife a get. Right? Refuses to give his wife a get. So Rambam says, you could force him, right? You could force him to give a get until he says rotza ani. Right? He says rotza ani. He says, I want to. Why? Because Rambam says that deep down, he says rotza ani. He wants to give it. You could force him. You could force him. Why? Because he's going to say rotza ani. He's going to want to give the get. That's unbelievable chiddush by the Rambam. So Rubenstein said to me last night, Mamash, unbelievable Chasam Sofer. If you learn Shvili Pinchas by Purim time, the first couple of Torahs by Purim time, he gives like a Hakdama Chasam Sofer or the Yisrael or the Olam, right? Botzina Kedisha, the Chasam Sofer. So Chasam Sofer is Mamash across the board. He's Mamash like the best. Chasam Sofer is like this. When was this din of Rotsa Ani Mechadesh? He says the din of Rotsa Ani was Mechadesh on Purim. Purim was Megale that Rotsa Ani exists. Why? Because he said like this. We say, Hadar Kiblu Abimei Achashverosh. Right? We were Mekabel the Torah again during times of Achashverosh. So we know that at Matan Torah itself, with all the big Oros, that was Torah Shebichtav. Torah Shebichtav, right? But when the Har Kigigis, that was Torah Shebal Peh. But it seems to be that what we were forced. So on Purim is we were Mekabel it Beratzim. Like Tzvi Tzadik also has Ramazim in this. Says we were Mekabel it Beratzim. Right? So the Indian is to go like this. What does it mean now the Chasam Sofer says on Purim was Megala Rutsani? He's being Megala what? That we're being Megala back to the time of Kabbalah Torah, that when we were forced to Megala it, we weren't forced. It was Rutsani the whole time. And Purim was Megala this, that the whole time was Beratzon. Is that not an unbelievable Chiddush? That the whole time, yeah, it looks like we were forced. No. It was Rutsani Mamish the whole entire time. So the whole Inyan of Purim is a rough time of Ratzon. Where our Ratzon's Megale. Not our Ratzon now, is that the whole time we've had a Ratzon. So on Purim, you see all these people, Mom is crying out, Hashem, I want you so badly. It's Megale the whole year while you're running away from Hashem, you were just running to Hashem the whole time. Right? That's why you have to read like this, Chavra. The Tzvi Tzadik doesn't say this straight out, but he says the Ramaz on it. Last year I learned this as a Rubenstein by Pesach time, and it's so pushit. He says, what does it mean that Hashem held a mountain over our heads? What's the Lashon? Kaflaim Har. Kigigis, yeah? What's a gigis? A barrel of what? A barrel of wine. The yain of Purim. That he was holding, he's being ramis to us the whole time, that this is going to come out when? On Purim. Is that not unbelievable? Har kigigis. So Tzvi Tzadik says, what Hashem wanted to do to us, he wasn't telling us, I'm forcing it on you. He's saying, I'm holding it. Why? It's mamish, a barrel of the sweetest yain of Shel Torah. That's what it is. And that's megala to us on Purim. Because on Purim, we feel the sweetness of Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh is very hard for us sometimes. But on Purim, we're drinking from that Har Kigigis of Matan Torah. To realize what? The whole time was Baratzon. Chas v'sham, Hashem wouldn't kill us. No way. Don't read it like that. Read it that what? Hashem is holding a mountain over us just to pour the wine. All you have to do is just open up your mouth. That's it. And that's what it is. That Purim is just one big time of Ratzon. Right? Of Rotzani. Which is a person also has to say in Purim, Rotzani, Hashem, I want you. I want you so badly. Right? So now we get to Amalek and Haman. Okay, very good. Right? Holy name of Amalek goes like this. Asher Karcha B'derech. Right? So Karcha is a lashon of Mikra. Right? It's a lashon of Mikra. Right? What does Kriyos mean? Asher Karcha B'derech. Mikra is that everything just happenstance. They're not impressed by anything that happens. That's why Mikra is associated with Amalek. What's Gematria Mikra?
48.
No. Right? Wait, what were you saying? What were you going to say? What did you think it was?
Amalek, yeah.
Okay, close. It's building off of that. So 345, very good. So 345 is one underneath Ratzon. Why? Because the Mikra of Amalek is that they let you go up, but not to Ratzon. They want to keep you away from Ratzon. Ratzon is like Lamala Manateva. That's the highest place, Ratzon. But they say, no, Mikra. You can't get there. You can learn, you can daven, but no Ratzon. That's all they want. To hold us back from that. One under Ratzon is a Malik. Because that's what a Malik does. They attack that Ratzon. They attack that to make sure you have no Ratzon what you're doing. You're like a chicken without a head. That's what you want. They don't want you chicken without a head. The place of the head is Ratzon. Right? That's where it is. That's where Ratzon comes from. Right? It's higher than it's the Keser. Right? But they want you to have no Shaykhs to that. Everything's a Mikra. The Nekuda of a Malik. What the Iker Nekuda of Amalek is something called Azus de Sitra Achra. Azus de Klipa. Right? We spoke about this by Chanukah time, and now we're going to be reordered it by Purim time, because it's the Bechina how we fight against them. So, Chayv, listen to this. From Lekutei Halachos, piece of Lekutei Halachos, from Nasan, Hilchos Halva, Halacha Gimel, paragraph Tes. So, like this. Iker is Gabras Haman Amalek, who are they Azus? The Iker way that Amalek tries to be misgabar of us is Dafk with Azus. Ki Amalek haya az panim biyoser. They're the most az panim. Like it says in Tamchuma in Parshas Kiseitzei, It says, Mashal Abati Ruseches. So, what does it mean? What the Mashal is that after Matan Torah, after Kriyas Yamsuf, we were mamish on fire. No guy in the world would even think of messing with Klal Yisrael. So the Mashal gives in Rashi, it says that what? That we were like a burning hot, boiling hot bath of water. That no one would touch us. No one would even think about touching us. But what did Amalek do? Amalek jumped into that boiling hot bath. Yes, Amalek got burnt, and we beat them in that milchama. What happened? But they cooled us down. That's Asher Karcha B'Derech. Is that what? That's Azus. Their brazenness. That what? They knew they would get destroyed by us. But what happened? They said, you know what? As long as you're not at full power, we'll do that. That's Azus. So that's Amalek. Yeah, that's Chazal Kushmir. Very good. Right, same exact Nakuda, but it comes from Amalek, right? That's why Esav's son is Amalek, right? So it says like this: Bo ben Blial v'katzav l'socha nimtza shayelo azus gadol biyosir mikolakum. They're the most azus, the most brazen. Shehez panev lizdakik liyisrael tchila beiskidulasam. They were the first ones when we were in a state of godless. They attacked us. V'chein haman harashi machshemo iker es gabris reshusav Haya aide azus the sitrachra. The whole way that Haman got to power was with his azus of klipa. Shaya az panabiyoser, like it says in Esther, vayomer memuchan. Right when Achashverosh asks his assistants, "Nu, what should we do with Vashti?" Darsh Rabbeinu Zal ze Haman mikancha hedjo kofitz berosh. Right, it lists all the servants, seven servants. Memuchan, who's Haman, right? He's listed last, and he was the first one to answer. So the way that they learn it in the Megillah, it says what? Mikacha hedjot kofetz barosh. The hedjot, the simpleton, jumped to the front. That's Azus. Why he was like the last in line, he jumped to the front, he said, oh, kill Vashti. Right? Shazel bechinas az the sitra achra. She machusa belotaga. It's like a king without a crown. She kofetz barosh kodem l'chol asarim. He jumped before everyone else, even though he had no shaykhas to being there. But that's where he went, because that's Azus. Keep going. Vakin. Hispar b'oshro v'ratzal esgar b'Yisrael. What did Haman... He was the richest guy in the world at that time. His whole nekuda that he showed off with was, look how wealthy I am. How do we know? That's why he said, what? It says in Esther Gimel Tes, Vaseres alafim kikar kesef eshkol. He gave 20,000 shkolim to destroy us. Why? Because look, he had the money. He was rich. He was wealthy. Ki ikers gabru sahaya adezeh. Adei riboy mamon shisham klazas. He says in an earlier piece that all, there's a pasuk that says like this. It says, Hashem, please let me find this, just so we can get this down. And kuda of the pasuk. Ah, it says in Mishle, Ashir Ya'ane Azus. It says that Ashir, right, with his wealth, that's Shach to Azus. So he says the Iker Azus is through Mammon. So Haman showed off Dafka through his Mammon. Ki Savar Shekola Azus Etzlam Me'achre Sheishlo Ashir Sharbeish Sham Kol Azus. He thought that since I have all the money in the world, that means I have all the Azus. And there's no Azus to Klai Yisrael. So he thought, what? Givadik, I have all the Azus, they're not going to be able to stand up to me. Right? Hashem said, Haman, you're messing with the wrong people. Russia, Kivar Kidmu Shiklehem Lishgalecha, says, you fool, you Russia, you wicked person. I was already mocked him, their Shkalim to your Shkalim. Ki Nasinas Ashkalim. Giving tzedakah, that's az to kedusha. What's this parsha? Parsha shkalim. So it says that the shkalim that we gave now, Hashem was mechal. Hashem was already thinking about Purim. That what? He said that what? They're going to give shkalim now. Because when the Rasha Haman steps up later in generations and thinks he's going to buy Klal Yisrael with all the shkalim, he didn't realize that what? They already gave their shkalim. They were machtim. So this week, parsha shkalim, this is why you can't enter into Chodesh Adar without reading shkalim. Because shkalim is that what? Ah, givadik. Our shkalim come before Haman's shkalim. Right? Hayinu shekvar hikdimu v'nasnu Yisrael shkalim. We already gave shkalim. Right? Sha'ay deze zachul kabel azus de kedusha. Through the tzedakah that we gave, through mammon, through izim kedusha, that's where we got our azus de kedusha from. El Yisrael, like it says in Tehillim, El Yisrael hu nosein oz v'sasuz b'am. Hashem, oz la'amo yite. Hashem gave us oz. Through what? Through the shkalim. He says, we have an even greater Azus than Haman does. Like it just says, it's crazy. I got this Gemara this past week. It was so gevalik. But Bnei Ma, it says in Beitza Chafei. But Bnei Ma, Nina Torah Yisrael. Why was Torah given to Yisrael? Bnei Shein Azin. Because we're Azin. Ah, very good. We're going to come back. Ozvahad Levusha. The Akein, don't let me finish the Shir without saying that Remes, okay? And if I do, Mamish, force me until I say Rotzani. Kofin osa until I say Rotzani. Valkin, Aide Azusan, the Kedusha, the Vada Yuchlu Lamor, Kineged Haman Rasha. Through our Azaz the Kedusha, that's how we stand up for someone. Vichain Kineged Kol Azepam Shabachodor, all the Azanim. Halitzanim, Hamaligim, people make fun of us, people make jokes. Hamonim Bidar Hashem. Ki EF, listen to this. You can only stand up to Goyim, to our enemies, through what? Through Azaz Tikdusha. Right? Akin, Iker Sof Maflash Lahaman Hayak, Shamra Esther, Ish Tsarvoyev. Yeah, Iker Maflah Hayah, Aide Azaz Tikdusha, Shis Israel. Right? That Esther stepped up, and it's like the most brazen move. Yeah, Haman, come to party. Gvatik. Haman thought, I'm the guy. Come to party. Esther steps up and, oh yeah, you? He's the guy. That's Az the Kedusha. Stepping up in the Azay, in the one who's the most Azas, and stepping up and saying, in your face, you're dead. Right? Kevar hikdimu shekleim l'shekalecha. It's through this Parsha that what our Shkolim were given, this is what gives us our Az the Kedusha. And, alright. Crazy. Right? This Parsha is what was makdim our Shkolim to them, and this gives Az the Kedusha. Now again, the Iker Nekuda of Amalek is what? That they're Azay Panim. And our Nekuda now is how we beat them, is Azaz the Kedusha. And this happens through Parsha Shkalim. So also, in Gemara Beitza and Chaf Hei, it says there's Gimel Azim. There's three people, there are three types of things who are Azim. One is Yisrael Lumos, we're considered Azim. And the second one is Kelev L'chayos, a dog to all the other creatures. Yeah? So you see that we're Klal Yisrael, and also a dog. What's a dog in Pnimius? Ah, very good. So what's a Kelev? So we know that there's Esav and there's Yishmael, the two klipos. Esav is compared to a shor, right? And Amalek and Yishmael is compared to a chamor, right? So now, Amalek comes from the pnimius of them. Obviously, Amalek comes from them. So if you take the pnimius of chamor and the pnimius of shor, what do you get? So chamor, you spell chaf, mem, vav, resh. So you have a mem and vav, right? And shor is shin, vav, resh, right? So you have a vav. So what's mem, vav, plus vav? 52, it's much a kelev. That the kelev comes out from the pnimius. From what? From the whole metzias of what Esav and Yishmael are, that's where the kelev comes out. So how do we know that Amalek's the kelev? We see this, but where do we see a remez in Tanakh or somewhere? So it's unbelievable. Because in Tehillim, it says that when Esther went into, Itramayr speaks about this, Tzid Tzadik speaks about this also, is that when Esther went into Achashverosh, she said to Tehillim, so Tehillim Chaf Beis, Keli Keli Lama Zavtani, right? Right, there's a whole lot of Torahs on that. But listen to what he says. In that same exact Kapil Tehillim, she says, Hatzila Mecherv Nafshi Miyad Kelev Yechidasi. Save me from the sword, from the Kelev. Okay, what's that, Amalek? So what are the Rosh Tevos of Hatzila Mecherv Nafshi? Hatzila is Hey, Mecherv is Mem, Nafshi is Nun. Hey, Mem, Nun, Haman. Hatzila mecherev nafshi. Save me from the cherev nafshi. Haman. What's the next words? Miad kelev yichidasi. From the kelev. That what? She points it out. That what? Haman is the kelev. Unbelievable, no? I think I heard that from somewhere. Unless this mom is just a matana. Right? Dafka, they're the kelev. When we say about the kelev, that azay ponim. That's azas. Is the kelev. That's their whole nekuda. Is that they're azim. They have the biggest azas, the kriris, that what they can look at us and say, oh yeah, wow, you just had kriris yamsas, gevaldi, we'll destroy you. Not impressed. Haman says, I'm not impressed. Amalek goes, looks at us. Say, gevaldi, you're doing great, I'm not impressed. You know, unfortunately, there are people who have that good of Amalek that say, while you're learning, I'm not impressed. What'd you get in your accounting grades? I don't know, but like, I just made a C in Mashas. That's good, but like, what are you doing? What are you doing with your life? You know, like, what are you doing for your job? I don't know, but right now I'm just like in yeshiva and I'm working on making a huge siyum. Okay, shka, like, knew what's next. People aren't impressed by it. That's the nekud of Amalek. It says, I'm not impressed by you. But now it goes like this. Weinberger gave an unbelievable shiur like 14 years ago. I listened to this on, they sent one of the Ishkodesh Kavra, they sent it out like, you have to listen to this shiur like 2 years ago. Now it's just unbelievable. He says, the whole union of Purim has been a hapuchu, right? So I mean, whatever the koach of Amalek is, been a hapuchu, we take that koach and we make it into Kedusha. So Rav Weinberger says that with Purim, what happens is, we take the kriris of Amalek, we take the mikra of Amalek, and say what? We look at the world itself and say to the world, no, no, you don't impress me. LeBron James, you don't impress me. You know, the super, wow, super, gevaldik, doesn't impress me. You know? All this stuff. There's a big accounting fair tonight. Yeah, but there's night city. Accounting fair doesn't impress me. I got the highest job. You're not from. Doesn't impress me. You know? What it is, what happens on Purim, is that we can look to the Gashmias, to the Olam Hazeh, and say, it doesn't stand out to me. I'm not jealous of that. There's a maysa with Moshe Feinstein, that Moshe Feinstein was one time in, you ever heard this from Moshe Tzvi, I think, that he was one time driving in Times Square. So his driver was driving in Times Square, and said to him, like, oh, look, Moshe, this is Times Square. And his face is in Gemara, he's learning, right? He says, oh, if you want to see, it's Times Square. So Moshe looks out the window, looks at Times Square, and says, no, and goes right back to his Gemara. He says, it's not impressive. You see people make like the biggest deals about these things, like, oh, you got to go see the ball drop on New Year's. Talking about, who cares? And that's what the koach we get on Purim, is that we can turn to the world and say, I'm not impressed by what the world has to try to offer to me. Why? I'm not impressed by taivas. Right? There's a maisa I heard Rabbi Marcus, who's now Rabbi in Landers, he said the Sichos Musar when I was in YU. He said there's a story that there was one time like a Jewish boy who's in, he had cancer, but you know they bring all these like celebrities in, right? And so one time this boy was in the hospital and they were bringing a famous world-class athlete in, David Beckham, right? You guys know David, right? Famous soccer player. And so David Beckham walks in and everyone's like so excited, wow, David Beckham's coming to visit me. And the kid, little kid, maybe 5 years old, he says, who are you? And he's like, oh, I'm David Beckham. He's like, are you a tzaddik? He says, a what? He's like, are you a Talmud Chacham? He's like, what? He's like, are you a rabbi? He's like, no, I'm a world famous soccer player. He's like, I don't care. I want to see a tzaddik. I don't want to see someone like you. A little kid said this to him. And what does that mean? It means that I could say that to people. I could say that. I could look at the world and say, like, did you see like this guy? But I'm just not impressed by him. Because why is it Baal Taiva? We're not mocking. People mamish serve these people. Or idolize them. I was part of that when I was in high school. And now you realize it now. Like, what was I doing? You know what I mean? Like, we just lose what our shkuf is. Is that, but it comes from Malik that we don't see anything bigger. Again, I'm not saying it's bad for a person into sports and stuff like this. But sometimes we go to a place of, like, idolizing them. Mamish. You know, I remember when I was in, like, sixth grade, I used to wear a yarmulke that said, like, Kevin Garnett on top of my head. It's so crazy. But we grow up in a society that's okay. That's normal. You know? As long as you're not wearing, like, Torah Hashem Tamima on your head, then, like, you're good. You know? But that's the hashkafa. But the Indians of the Purim, we can look at the world and say, I don't care. I'm not impressed by what you have to offer to me. I can look at Hama and say, I'm not bound to you because you're a nothing. And I can be Mizgaber over that. It gives me the koach to be Mizgaber over all the taivas that try to get me and try to take me away from my avodah. Right? We take that mikra of Amalek and we turn it against them themselves. Right? So of the tomb of Amalek, we see there's a couple of things that happened to us on Purim. Is that one of them, we were neneh from the Suda of the Osarasha, right? We celebrate in the Suda. It says, the Pasuk says, Bir Osis Osher Kavan Mahuso. We were like so impressed by all the greatness, right? It says, look at all the mitas he had, look at the stones, look at this, all the glasses, da-da-da, right? We bowed to Haman. What happened during that time, before we had the Nais, is that we were so impressed by them. We were like, wow, you know, you ever have the guy like, you know, like, you have Night Seder, but like, oh no, I have an art gallery to go to tonight. Like, what? You know? But like, what happens is that we get like, we were so impressed by like, wow, look at these glasses. They're so nice. While Mordechai is like, what are you guys doing? Like, no, Mordechai, it's a beautiful glass. World glass. That's like what's happening. Is that we were so impressed by all the gashmis of them. That our hashkafa was so off. Our hashkafa mamish became Olam Hazeh. It was so gashmistic. Listen to this, Trevor. This is what Rav Weinberger always quotes. Never found it until today. Baruch Hashem found it. It says the Gemara Megillah. It says, Laihudim haisa ora v'simcha v'sas v'ikar. Right? Amr v'Yehuda, ora zu Torah. Right? V'chein Omer. Kinyar mitzvah Torah or simcha zayyamtiv, sasan zumila, v'yakar ilut film. Right? We know ora, simcha v'sasan v'ikar. So ora is ora zu Torah. Sasan is yamtiv and Shabbos. Or simcha, sorry, is that sasan is kedushas habris. And yakar is tefillin. Right? So, Sfasam has this question. Lama lo kasa befirish lehudim haisa Torah yantiv milav tefillin. He says, why don't you just write straight up instead of writing lehudim haisa ora, right? Lehudim haisa Torah yantiv milav tefillin. Right? It's a great question. He says, why? Rak shenichtav akol b'derech remez. It's all written b'derech remez. Rak beir hadavar hu ki gam b'galus hayalehem Torah. Ela she kol zman shu tachas amalek. Yeah, it says we were learning Torah in Galus, but as long as we were under the zman of Amalek, haya kisoy ve'otem shelo yargish es ha'or b'Torah. K'mosh kasav yala kiska. We had no feeling for the or of Torah. Shamalek master lekol davar shabdusha leman shelo yargish mitzikus ba'av the shayin sparach. They should make you think that har kigigis means that what I'm throwing a mountain on top of you. Not that it's talking about the yain of Purim. Ushagavru ala malik, but once we were misgavru over a malik, as hirgishu ha'or sheif Torah, we mamash felt, ah, Torah and or is one. It's mamash one. Vizu ha'kavanas bedrashas chazal, ayhudim ha'isa ora, shehirgishu ha'ner mitzvah Torah, we felt in Torah, Torah's or. Ukimokin begalas hayachas lehem hargashas asimcha b'shabbas yom tovim. In Galas, we don't feel Shabbos. We don't feel yantif. Shelo haya margishim ha-ashreinu matov chakenu. Mamish, don't feel ha-ashreinu matov chakenu shezachin eskar v'darabenu. Mamish, so pasha, that's what he's talking about, no? We don't feel ha-ashreinu matov chakenu, how like we spoke about. How many times in davening, you realize we say every single day in Korbanos, ha-ashreinu matov chakenu. You ever think about that? Wow. Ha-ashreinu matov chakenu, givaldik. But we didn't feel that. Sheish beyontif bechira miyuchedesh shel ata b'chartanu mikolamim. Wow, that on yontif is ata b'chartanu. Hashem chose us. V'rak. We much felt, ah, what a schuz to have Shabbos Kodesh. What a schuz to have Yontif. Ah, sasam givadik, what a schuz to be Kedushas of Ris. That I'm a Yid, that I'm not an RL. Wow, tefillin, when I put on my tefillin in the morning, it's not just I put on my tefillin, okay, I'll down for 5 minutes, take it off. Mamash, I can't even take off my tefillin. Ukshartan li'os, make I make a kesher with Hashem, mamash davak to Hashem. That's what we feel. So on Purim, what it is on Purim is that what? We get our hashkafa back. That's Indian. Ayhudim ha'isa ora v'simcha v'sev simikar means that what? That my hashkafa of Torah was or. My hashkafa of Shabbos is simcha. Hashkafa of Mila is sason. My hashkafa of tefillin is yakar. That my hashkafa is b'kedusha. It's mamish, everything's b'kedusha. It's all totally above. We got our healthy hashkafa back. Right? We got back to being Jews. Got back to being ish Yehudi. Yehudim. Not a malik. Right? Like we said a word a couple weeks ago. Can't remember who was quoted from. But he says that it's easier to take a Jew out of Gullus than to take the Gullus out of a Jew. Follow that? Easier to take a Jew out of Gullus than the Gullus out of a Jew. That yes, you could be learning Torah, which is Gula, but your mom is learning Torah's Yavam. But the Ikar Nekuda is what? You take the Gullus out of a Yid. And that's Purim. Purim takes that feeling of Gullus out. There's no Amalek. Right? Rashis Gaim Amalek. But when we have a Bittul Amalek, then there's no Rashis. When there's no Rashis, there's no Akras. It's going to be destroyed. Right? So the Indian, like getting back to Amalek, we said Amalek attacks us with what? With Mikra. Everything's underneath Teva. Because they attacked Moshe. That was their Nekuda. They attacked against Moshe. Right, why? Because Mikra is Gematria Moshe. So they attacked Moshe. Why did Haman choose Adar?
Moshe.
Ah, he saw Gevadik. He was so happy when the Goral, which is itself Goral is Gematria Amalek, right? 239 with the Kohal. When Haman did the Goral, he was so excited. Why? Because it fell on Adar. What happened to Adar? Ah, Givadin, Moshe Rabbeinu died. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu died on Adar. Right? But he didn't realize what happened, but Moshe Rabbeinu was also born on Adar. But this is also Nakuda that you have to get from a room scene. He said, what did it say about where Moshe is buried? Lo yada ish. No one knows where he's buried. So how can you... We want to... You know, every tzaddik, you want to go see every tzaddik's kever. The only tzaddik we can't go see is Moshe. We have no idea where it is. Right? So Ravun said last year, when do you find Moshe's kever? Lo yada ish. When you get to the place of Ad lo yada, then you could go to Moshe Rabbeinu's kever. So Moshe Rabbeinu is the Nekuda of Purim. He's there. Like it says, Mordechai was working down here, and he was being Mekasher to who? To Moshe above. Moshe was everything was going on. Right? All the Avos said, I can't help it. Moshe said, I got this. Eliyahu Navi was involved.
Last year, that it's in Mordechai and Moshe's
neshamas
are very connected.
Right, exactly. He's a nitzot of Moshe. Very good, exactly. So they attacked Moshe. Right? Again, Mikra, what Mikra means is everything's underneath Teva. But who was the first, when we see the first battle versus Amalek, was 2 weeks ago in Parshas B'Shalach with Moshe. What happened? It says, Vayhi Yadav Emunah. Alright, Moshe's hands are Emunah. And what does it say about that? Targum Unkle says, Yadav Prushin B'Tzlo. And Rashi says his hands were extended out in tefillah. Moshe was davening. So Rabbeinu, Rav Nachman says, in the Likutei Maran, is that the Nekuda of tefillah is Lamal min HaTeva. Why? Because Teva tells you this is how it is. Meaning, let's say Teva tells me that this is, that a person is sick and they're going to die in 5 months, Chas V'Shalom. then with my tefillah, it could be mahapich teva, and I get a Yeshua. So tefillah is the mamar teva. So what was Moshe Rabbeinu doing when he was davening versus Amalek? He was beating Amalek at their own game. Because Amalek's whole thing is what? Lemata min teva. Right? Nikra. Moshe said, I know how to beat them. What? Lemata min teva. When my hands go up. That's why Mordechai is osios ram yadcha, like we said. Ram yadcha means what? He's connecting Moshe's hands going up. It's like Mordechai is the only one who doesn't bow. Right? Mordechai yechidi. He was the yachid. Why? He's the only one who didn't bow to Haman. Why? Because he was holding by lemal min hateva. Why? Because his hands were up. He was being mekasher to tefillah. Right? It's when we mekasher to the bechina of Moshe Rabbeinu with tefillah, that itself takes us above the kriyos and the mikra of Amalek. Right? That's what the Kasavar Rav and also the Zohar Kadosh says. That Moshe is gematria ratzon with the kolal, but he says that Moshe himself is the bechina of ratzon. Said this in, at the beginning of Shovim, the Kasavar Torah on this. Sefer HaVashalom. He says Moshe is that ratzon. What did we say before about Amalek? Amalek always says no, there can't be any ratzon. But Moshe is the bechina that takes us to that place of ratzon, takes us above Amalek, gives us a ratzon. Right? Moshe beats Amalek by going the malam teva, the nekuda of going the malam teva. So now let's just finish up, chevro, with a strong. Strong Torah from the Or Gedaliah, right? Rav Gedaliah Shor. Zichusu Yugin Alayni. So it's like this. It's on page Mem Da. Starts at the bottom. V'zehu kol yisodo shel Amalek. Shekasav etlo asher karcha b'derech. Karcha m'loshon mikre. Right? He says the whole nekud of Amalek is mikre. Shekol yisodo hu mikre. Everything with them is just mikre. Kimodi isav medrash. Amma shekasav b'migil's Esther. Es kol asher karahu. All that happened. Ben Bino shall Asher Karcha. It's the grandson of Asher Karcha. Shall Malik who has Seder Hazesh shall Mikra, shall Seder Kadosh Baruch Hu Bolamo. That a Malik is this Indian of Teva. Veseder Hazesh shall Mikra, ain't no Metzias. It's not a Metzias, it's nothing, there isn't. Vehu rak bedimyum, kshadam istake al chitonis bedavar. It's only when you look at the chitonis, again, what we said before, when you don't have that Azas, when you see, oh look, such beautiful stuff a Malik tries to show to us. When you look at that, when you're Mechashe that, then it makes it a Metzias. V'lachein, kasev eitzel amalek, reishis goyim amalek, v'achriso adei oved. It says, the reishis goyim v'achriso adei oved. They're just going to be like, you know when there's something, when you have smoke in front of you, and you just blow out smoke, it just like, disappears. Ki amalek ein lo achris. They don't have an achris. Ki ein lo metzias amiti. There's no metzias to amalek. They're nothing. Right? V'lachein ein lo kiyam. There's no kiyam to them. It's going to be that like you know, Rav Nachman has that Torah in Sichas Aran. He says, what's the Yitzhara? The Yitzhara is the guy you see in the street and says, psst, you know, yeah, Lubat, look what I have in my hand. And you're like, Givad, what is that? He says, look what's in my hand. And he says, come get it. And you're like, okay, Givad, I want to get it. And you chase him here. You spend like 7 days trying to catch him. Finally you catch him. Give him, open your hand now. He's like, opens the hand, nothing's there. He's like, so what? He's like, oh, there's nothing there the whole time. It's tricky. That's a Malik. There's nothing there. What you think you're going to get from the Olam HaGashmi, there's nothing there. That's a Malik. The trick you think that's something there, Achriso Adei Oved, there's nothing to them. Shekol Machaya Hu Rak Machmas HaShemayim, Mitach HaShemayim. Their whole existence is only Mitach HaShemayim. Like it says in the Pasuk, Ki Macha Emcha Ezechar Malik Mitach HaShemayim. Ki Lamala Eino Shum Metzias Klal. When a person gets Lamala Menteva, to Ratzon, to Moshe, there's no Matthias to them. Rak hu bria shel shav mitachas shemayim. They're just a false entity, right? Beha olam asheker vademir olam alma deshikra. That's a malik. V'kolchos ha'elu shara einam sholtim al Yisrael. These kolchos of malik has no shlita over us, right? Rak sheheim ma'minim b'seder zeh shel mikra. But if we believe in mikra, if we believe that there's something called mikra, then a malik can misgaber over us. Aval kaasher ha'adam mistakel ba'pnimis shel kol davar. When you look at the pnimius to everything, az etzlo batel kol hakochos ha'elu shakshafim v'adavar mevur b'gemara. It says in the Gemara. He says what? When a person tries to look at the pnimius shebechol davar, then what? There's no matzias tamalik, and you're not ruled over by them. He says according to how much you believe in hashkacha pratis is how much hashkacha pratis is going to be upon you. But if you don't believe in hashkacha pratis, then you won't have it. So we have to mechazik ourselves, what? To believe in this inyan of Hashkacha Pratis, that what? Every single thing is Hashkacha Pratis. 100% Hashkacha Pratis. Not 99.9, and some of it is, no, 100% Hashkacha Pratis. And according to how much you believe that in Hashkacha Pratis, is how much Amalek is not around. That's the Nekuda Chayra. Nekuda of Amalek is what? To make yourself a Malam Teva. To be above this world of Teva. That's why Hateva is Gematria 86, So what's above Teva? Above Teva is Avoda. Avoda is 87, Gematria 87. Which means that what? That I had a conversation with my wife. We speak about this a lot. There's like no concept of Avoda in the world anymore. There's no concept of like, you know, you go to Shabbos Yudah by someone, and like, it's nice. They make a lot of food, and like, you know, maybe someone will hopefully say Devar Torah, and they'll sing like a classic Niggun. But other than that, but there's no like concept of like, Askin Yusudas Bar Yochai, you know, like, hello? No, there's no concept of Avoda anymore. The way people learn also, there's no Avoda. So why? Because a Malek has them. Avoda is going one above. That's why Avoda, Ezu Avoda Shebelev, Zu Tefillah. Avoda, which is Tefillah, is L'mamana Teva. But it's about being Ovdei Hashem. Ovdei. Serve Hashem in the strongest way. Shelo Asani Oved. An Oved to the Goyim, but I'm an Eved Hashem. I better be an Eved. Because the second I take myself away from being an Eved, that's a Malek. Avoda is the Iker. Right? So let's finish with the Remes. Oz v'hadr levusha v'tischak li'omachra. The whole sod of Purim is this. Why? Oz is Azaz de Kedusha. Right? V'hadr, apidrush, hadar kiblu v'me'ach ha'shverosh. But hadar, you can say, but two different meanings, no? You can say like this. Hadar is also lashon of splendor and glory. Is that what happened? That at Mount Torah, we were mekablet, not with such splendor. It was more that we were like forced in a way. But Purim was b'ratzon, it was b'hadar, it was beautiful. So that's oz v'hadar, levusha, Vatilbash Esther Machlis. The only of Purim is Levush, right? Is Levusha. Levush happens to be Gematria Bipurim, right? Vatishak. Like the Sefer Yetzirah says that what's Vatishak? That the Inya of other is Schok comes to the world, right? Oz Yimali Schok Pinu is Las Lavo. Vatishak is again is other. Liyom Achron. Like we said about Amalek, what? Achriso Ade Ovid. That there's no concept of them. Liyom Achron is also, that Yom Achron is a remnant to Mashiach. It says all the Yom Tovim are going to be batal, last level, except for what? Except for Purim. Oz v'hadar levusha v'tischak liyom achron. But it starts with the Azaz. The Azaz Kedusha, and starts in Parsha Shkalim. Chaver, the Avoda of Amalek is mamish here already. People have no... I was with someone this past week, and like... I don't even want to say it, but I just... It's just like sad here. Like, said to him, like, oh, like, yeah, I'm like, Purim. He's like, oh, Purim soon? I was like, yeah, Purim's mom. She's like, less than like 3 weeks. He's like, oh, I normally just figure out what to do the day before and I'll show up just a meal. The whole soda of Purim is Hachana. Your mom is going to the biggest battle of the whole year, to Amalek. Like Rav Shor says here, the Iker way you get to Purim is the Hachana you make for Purim. That's why Hachana is Gematria Yesod, 80. Because according to Hachana you do, is the foundation you're going to have on Purim. What type of Purim you have? Nichlasein Yatzasod. But the way we get there is the Hachana for it. So with Parsha Shkalim now, B'schus Orgi D'Ayahu, B'schus Rabbi Nassim, B'schus Rabbi Nachman, B'schus Zohar Kaddish, B'schus Rabbi Kohn, because anytime we learn Purim, it's always Kedai to talk to Rabbi Kohn. Rubenstein, the Rebbe, Rav Mato, Shizucha, to that day, V'oz V'hadu L'vusha, V'atistach L'yom Achro, and the Kavod Shabbos Kaddish. V'oz V'hadu L'vusha, V'atistach L'yom Achro, V'oz Yeah.
la 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 la